It's an election year. You know they're going to throw everything at us. Mass shootings, school shootings, psyops, mass casualty events, earthquakes, alien encounters, Project Bluebeam, all of it. So for that reason, me and Paranoid Radio thought it was important to bring you guys a weekly flashy news flash, where we break down all of the lies, all of the misdirections, psyops, in real time, with every weekly news cycle. The news cycles are moving so fast, we're not going to let them get away with it, because information is power. And most importantly, honest reporting on Donald Trump and his court cases. So stay tuned for a flashy news flash. Anytime MAGA or Donald Trump gets a win, there's always a catastrophic mass casualty event to follow. Every single time. And this time is no different because Donald Trump is certainly racking up the wins. Let's just go over a couple things real quick. Because around this time last week, we were all being told that Donald Trump was finished, broke. He had to pay $500 million. Never was going to be able to do it. It's impossible. They're going to take his golf courses. They're going to take his hotels. On and on and on. Fast forward a week, Donald Trump is $8 billion richer. He is now on Forbes 500 richest people in the world. He wasn't prior to that because he lost half his net worth while being president. Donald Trump is playing chess. They're playing checkers. He's five steps ahead. So now what happened? His Truth Social merged with a global company that took it public. And it skyrocketed on Wall Street. Because why? Donald Trump's power comes from we, the people. And that's who's buying that stock. You can see it's not big buyers. It's just a lot of small buyers. We, middle class Americans, hardworking Americans. That $500 million fine got lowered to $100 million. He paid it only so that he can appeal that ruling. And see, that was the game. They tried to solidify the lie by making his bond a ridiculous amount of money because they were aware of how much cash Donald Trump had. Through discovery, they got all of his information, his banking information. He was under investigation, the bullshit investigation, right? So they knew that would bankrupt Trump, or that would make it really hard for him to pay it. And then, because as soon as he appeals it, it's going to get overturned. We all know the ridiculousness of that case. It has no merits. Donald Trump, there was no victim. He paid back all the fines and the debts to the banks. Even the bank testified saying that they're perfectly fine with what happened. They did their own due diligence. They didn't just take Donald Trump's word for it. All ridiculous, right? So the court knows this far-left judge, Erdogan, and Letitia James, the AG, in New York, know that if he was able to appeal it, it's going to backfire and it's going to get overturned. So Trump went to an appeals court. They also realized how ridiculous that it was. They expected him to come up with $500 million. Well, they really didn't expect him to. That was the whole point. $500 million in 30 days in order just to appeal it. Just to appeal it. So a group of appeal court judges realized how ridiculous that was. They lowered it to $175 million. Trump is paying it. It will be appealed. It will be overturned, just like we've talked about on the podcast. I went through all of these cases, told you that they were going to be absolutely nothing. They were all going to backfire. And here we are. They are slowly but surely backfiring because a lie will only take you so far. We got to talk about the bridge collapse. My thoughts and prayers go out to the construction workers that lost their life. To me, this was no accident. First glance, it looked like some kind of terrorist attack. Maybe the boat was taken over, cyber attack. They hacked into the autopilot, something like that. But after seeing the Biden administration's reaction to this tragedy, it's telling me a different story. Now it's starting to look like this was a deep state hit job, a perfect distraction, a perfect way to, for Biden's poll numbers to get bumped up. And why do I say that this is that? Because look at how the Biden administration is reacting. The first thing Biden did was give a speech saying that we're going to pay for everything. The federal government, meaning me and you, our money. The federal government doesn't have any money. They have our money. So why would Biden offer to do that? Now, it sounds great. Oh, wow, that's really nice. Whoa, wait a minute. That cargo ship was at fault, regardless of whatever happened. It is the fault of that cargo ship. There's a trillion-dollar company. That cargo company, they have plenty of money. Why aren't we having the conversation to even suggest that they should pay? No one's even talking about that. Biden just came in and said, we're going to pay. Why would he do that? Number one, he doesn't want the insurance investigation, right? So that's very, very telling, because if the cargo ship had to pay, you're damn right, they're going to do their due diligence and make sure it was their fault and there was no foul play and no nothing. And let's just say they did end up having to pay the insurance company, the cargo company, they would want receipts for every freaking brick that was placed or every piece of steel that was made to make that new bridge. Now, if the federal government pays for it, oh, it's the old game, the money laundering game. Oh, because Ukraine's drying up. Ukraine is drying up, isn't it, Joey? We need something else now. That's the only logical reason you would have the federal government step in and say, we're going to pay for everything. What about East Palestine, Ohio? What about that train derailment? Federal government ain't paying that one. They're letting the train company pay for that. Why? What is the difference here? They do not want a federal investigation. They do not want an insurance investigation because there is foul play here. Now Joe Biden and this administration can completely blame the cargo ship and the bridge collapsing on the new inflation numbers and the economy going in the shitter right before the election. And a good crisis always helps the poll numbers. Can now Joe Biden get in and get out there? We're going to help these people. They're running out of tricks. They're running out of lies. It was never going to be easy. It was never going to be quick. But best believe we are bringing down this disease temple on their heads. Godspeed. Paranoid Radio.